Hi, everybody. Welcome to another Elevasti Talks. I'm your host, the Motivated Mike. We have an incomplete episode on dreams, right? I know we stumbled on the Kobe tributes sometimes last week. So I'm thinking this week we should conclude on how to dream. I mean, if we say dreaming is important, how do we do it? Yes, how do we dream? And I was thinking about how to put that together, and I was going through my LinkedIn page last week, and I read on Dr. Terry Reed's page about this woman called Maddie's Boot. She's the founder and MD of MDS Limited. Now, if you go through our story is a birdhouse to a boardroom kind of story, you know, grass to greens kind of story. I know we all love those kind of stories. But what's important about our story is that what she does today, the boardroom story that we're talking about today, is something she started at the age of 52. And that business today is listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange. So yes, the underlying thing here is age 52. I remember listening to the story of KFC, and I was told, you know, the founder started at age 50 or 60 something. Morgan Freeman got his breakthrough into Hollywood at around, you know, 50 something. Well, I'm not saying you have to wait till 40s or 50s to have your dream, you know, when you started, or, you know, to get it out there. I think what I want to say there is it's never too late. When you have a dream, you keep at it till it gets done. One of the messages I've listened to of recent says, do whatever it takes. You do whatever it takes to achieve your dream because your happiness is tied to it. You do whatever it takes to achieve your dream. You know, inside that word, there is the don't give up. There is keep pushing. There is what you hear about grind, grind, grind. I mean, there's the hard work part, but there's really smartness. You know, you have to be smart about the hard work you do so you can achieve that dream. So I'm not saying that you have to wait till your 40s or your 50s before you eat your dream. But there's the question here, which is, when have these guys been dreaming? Because if you have to wake up at late, you know, that late to get something, to hit it, it means you've been at it. You've been doing whatever it takes. You've been shaping that dream. You've been reshaping that dream. You know, I can't imagine how long they must have been dreaming before it eventually came to be. And we're reading about the B today. You're saying, yes, these guys did it. So I'm throwing it to you. Even though you don't know how long that your dream will take, do you at least know what it looks like? So today, I think we should talk about or ask this specific question. What does your dream look like? I don't know your age right now, but what does your dream look like? What does your dream look like? If I ask you to pick the most important of these two, goal setting or dream setting, which would you choose? If you've listened to that episode on Dream Biggest, I believe you would agree that dream setting should come first before goal setting. And then you're going to ask, why is it important to encourage and develop our dream? I mean, if dream setting is very important, why do we need to encourage and develop these dreams that we keep talking about? Number one, our dreams add meaning and purpose to our lives. I say, find someone with a dream in sight. Find a dreamer. And he or she is always excited about the prospect of the journey ahead. You find somebody who's excited to tell you about the things that are to be as if they are. This is somebody who's seen a picture in his or her mind and is able to talk about it. It's dreaming. They're just waiting for one thing or the other to step into that dream. They have it so vivid in their mind that they're walking towards it. They're excited about tomorrow for things that are yet to be. Number two, making our dreams come true makes our life interesting and exciting. I'll tell you what, short dreams or long dreams, see, when we achieve them, there's always a story afterwards. Look at all the story worth telling about your own life. All the stories you've learned about that are exciting about people These are the dreams that they put, they set ahead of themselves. These are dreams that they set ahead, you know, that they kept looking ahead of themselves for. Number three, well, we talked about this earlier. If we don't dream about the future, how will we know where we are going? How will we know where we are going? Find a man that has a definite destination in mind, and you have surely met a dreamer. I'm saying dreaming about tomorrow, no matter how big, is part of what keeps us going as humans. We should live our day to day walking towards a dream, broken down into goals. So how should we dream? Sometimes I think it's as simple as thinking of your legacy. When I leave, what will my legacy be like? Now, picture of your legacy. If you put yourself at the end of your life, and then you map out your dream towards that legacy, I think it's that simple. What you're supposed to dream to be, you know, can actually start from what would my legacy be like, and then you figure out, map out the goal from that dream. But I think it's safe to say we should learn about how to dream for people who have gone ahead of us. First, I'll repeat myself, that you have to have bigger dreams. Why? Because small ones cannot ignite the flames of enthusiasm, the excitement and passion. So sometimes we need to live this life. See, even Mike Tyson remarked, he said, I'm a dreamer. I have to dream and reach for the stars. And if I miss a star, then I grab a handful of clouds when I'm coming down. We shoot for the biggest dreams. And yes, peradventure we miss, we're able to still handle, get, and come back with something great. Another wise woman, and I asked him, he said this. He said, throw your dreams into space like a kite, and you do not know what it will bring back. A new life, a new friend, a new country. How about a new legacy, or a legacy when you're able to achieve your dreams? Be willing to do whatever it takes to succeed. That's what James Womack said. He said, for your dreams and dedication make a powerful combination. Commitment unlocks the doors of imagination, allows vision, and gives us the right stuff to turn our dreams into reality. So you're asking how to dream? You know, have a dream. Be committed to achieving that dream and be dedicated to yourself. That's what James Womack is saying. You can't just dream. And we talked about this earlier. You can't just dream. You have to work out your dream. It's big, yes, I know, but work it out daily. Be committed to yourself. Dedicate yourself to your legacy and work it out. Eleanor Roosevelt said, have a dream and believe in it, because the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. In the beauty of their dream. If you have a dream and you don't believe in it, what kind of dream is that? And I'll end that with what Edgar Cayce said. He said, dreams are today's answers to tomorrow's questions. We talked about the inventions. The questions today that the answers have been brewing from yesterday. A dreamer is someone positioned for tomorrow's answers. Again, what does your dream look like? You can't blame today for not making you great if you didn't have a dream from yesterday. Likewise, you can't blame the future if it isn't prepared for you if you don't start dreaming today. You would agree with me that before dreams can come true, you have to have them first. What does your dream look like? Don't say you don't have time. You have exactly the same number of hours per day that were given to Helen Keller, Michelangelo, Mother Teresa, Henry Ford, Gandhi. Should I continue? Albert Einstein, you have the same number of hours per day given to these guys. They're gone. Okay, let's talk about the guys that are here. you have the same number of hours per day still being used by the likes of Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Barack Obama, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Oyedepo, Deboye, Al Jackson, Oprah Winfrey. Slot down the names of the dreamers you know in there. You have the same 24 hours every day. But I see you understand where I'm going with that. You can come up with all the excuse right now, because I don't know which part of the world you are. Blame the system, blame the environment, blame the neighborhood, blame your parents, blame the leaders. What I know is, you have the same number of hours every day. Your dream is different from their dream. So use your own time to achieve your own dream. What does your dream look like? Knowing that we are mortal beings, we don't have forever to reach our dreams. So please start dreaming and working on your dreams today. I'll leave you with the words of Christopher Reeves. He said, "So many of our dreams at first, they seem impossible," which is true. If you're dreaming big, they have to seem impossible. But then he said, "Later, they become probable. And then when we summon our will, they'll soon become inevitable." I say, start chasing those inevitable dreams today. It's your friend on the Success Lane, The Motivated Mind.